5, if you would. Turn with us in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 55. We'll read here in verse number 16. Psalm chapter 55, verse number 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Read again verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Our existence here under the sun upon this earth comes most assuredly with its share of burdens. How many under the sound of our voice this morning feel the weight of burden upon their lives, upon their shoulders? How many feel the weight of difficulty from whatever it may be that is upon your mind, upon your heart, upon your life at this moment? It is a human experience that unites us all. The weight of burden does afflict us each and every day of our life. And I am sure that just like David writes here about the burdens that he had faced, and this psalm is really entirely about those burdens, we can identify with him about being burdened. This weight that so often besets us interferes a lot of times with the life that we would desire to live. Interferes even a lot of times with the life that we would desire to live for the Lord because of whatever impending or crushing weight that we might feel at any certain time. A burden of soul, of heart, a burden of responsibility. These burdens often become so toilsome that their weight begins to feel like a crushing strain. Have you felt like that? Do you feel like that now? As I think over the people I stand before this morning, I can't help but think and understand and know that some are feeling a crushing strain from some thing in their life, from some a situation, from some responsibility, from something. We all understand what that feels like. The difficulty at times can be so great that even our limbs feel heavy. Complain as we push them to do a day's work. Our motivation lacks, energy gone. Because we feel so drained, because of the weight that we carry from the burden. Though ours may be a toilsome existence, and certainly it is, and again, burden and the weight of burden is part of that existence that cannot be denied. Burdens are inevitable. What we need to come to understand and what we want to point you to this morning is though that burdens are inevitable in life, suffering under the weight of those burdens is not. Suffering under the weight of burden, of strain, of difficulty is not inevitable and is not part of life. In fact, if you are suffering under the weight of burden, if you're suffering under the weight of stress, pain, anxiety, we'll talk more about what a burden is in a minute. If you're suffering, meaning that your strength is zapped, you're feeling like you're going to collapse, you don't know, how you're going to make it another day, or if you have to deal with this much longer. If you feel like that, I would even go as far as to say that you are committing sin in feeling that way. Because of what verse 22 says, verse 22 tells us that we are to cast our burden upon the Lord. We are not to bear the weight. We are not to try to go it alone to handle the burdens of life. And if we do, and let's be honest, we all do because we're stubborn people, we suffer. We become miserable. We become so weighed down that it's hard for us to move and work and live this life as we would or should for the Lord. We are not to suffer under the weight of the burdens of life, but rather we are to cast them upon the Lord. He is the great burden bearer. He will carry it and us through this life. Let's be honest, far too often with the burdens of life, all we are ever able to do is to lay them down for a short time. Instead of casting them upon the Lord, a lot of times all we do with our burdens is, metaphorically of course, take them off of our shoulders and set them down, maybe on the ground, commit and do everything we can not to worry or think about that thing for a half hour, for an hour, for a day, for a week. But what happens inevitably is that we walk right back to that weight and we pick it back up and put it on our shoulders. The weight is still there. Nothing's been resolved. We are still under the pain and burden. And a lot of times that's all we're looking for is just I just need a few minutes relief. I just need to get away from this for a short period of time. Go back with me here in Psalm 55. David felt the same way. He spends the first five verses here talking about the burden he had, the difficulty upon him. Specifically for him, it was an enemy that had attacked him who he thought was a friend. Turned out to be one of his greatest enemies. And in verse number 6, here is what he says he wanted to do to get away from the burden. He says, "And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah." Think about that. Just stop and think about what David says here. He says, in the flesh, that in response to this attack of the enemy, in response to this betrayal of the friend, in response to the intense weight that it caused him, he just wanted to run away. He wanted to escape. He just wanted to have wings like it. Oh, that I would just be able to flee. How many this morning have felt that way, even this week, about whatever burden is most weighing upon your life? You say, oh, that if I could just get in my car and drive and go. Oh, if I could just take a walk in the woods and forget all about it for a while. If I could just do this or that, whatever it is. Like David, we often think that if I could just escape for a little while, then I would feel better. But what happens when, you don't have much gas, much more gas in the car, you've exhausted your length of time to walk in the woods, you come back to the house, there it is, the weight is still waiting for you. The burden is still there. Nothing's been done with it. Still has to be faced. Still has to be cared for. Through the course of this psalm, David says, that was my response. But then as he continues to tell us about what happened, God delivered him from the difficulty in the specific case or instance that he was going through. And then in verse 22, he says, basically, I learned that instead of escaping, that I am to cast my burden upon the Lord. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Cast that burden upon the Lord. Cast it upon Him. Noticing the word cast there in verse 22, we understand that that is an action we are responsible for. An action we are responsible for. As a fisherman would cast a net onto the waters that he might catch fish. we are to cast, placing our burden upon the Lord. Placing our burden upon the Lord. Now here is where the thought process is going to depart just a little bit from maybe where you expect this to go. Because a lot of times how we think about burdens is, okay, I've got a burden. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it to the Lord. He's going to have it and it's done. It's over with. I'm never going to have to deal with it again. Never have to think about it again. It's gone. That's the same thing that David's talking about in verses 6 and 7. He's trying to escape. The reality is, when we talk about casting a burden upon the Lord, we are not talking about escaping. We are not talking about getting rid of. We are not talking about trying to remove from our life that which is causing the weight. What we are talking about is relying upon the Lord to carry the weight for us as we deal with whatever the burden is. Think about it as having a sick child as he lays upon the hospital bed, not knowing his future or what may be. You take that burden to the Lord, you cast it upon Him. Does that mean that the child is no longer in the hospital? Does it mean that the child no longer has to face surgery or go through chemotherapy or have difficulty? No. Doesn't mean that at all. There is still a burden. The difference is that instead of carrying the weight myself, I have now handed that weight over to someone else. The burden is still just as real. The weight is still just as real. But now it's been handed to one that can carry the weight. One that can bear up under it, and one that can help us as we deal with whatever that burden may be. Whatever that burden may be. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 tells us to cast our cares upon Him. Why? Because He careth for us. Our cares, our burdens, cast them upon the Lord, because He cares for us. If you think about it, if I tried to preach this morning with a heavy weight here upon my shoulder, tried to bear up under the weight of it, and every few minutes I had to keep, messing around, it'd be pretty distracting. I wouldn't be able to get much done. It'd be hard for you to listen. It'd be hard for me to preach. Now imagine that weight being here upon my shoulder as we try to go through our thoughts. So that's a burden. That's a weight. It's cumbersome. It's hindering. And that weight is real. But now if I were to call a couple of you men up here and hand to you that 40-pound or cast upon you that 40-pound weight or whatever it is I've got, it frees me. It frees me to be able to address what I need to address. To be able to preach, to be able to present to you these thoughts. And as these men stand here with the weight, what do you notice? You notice that the weight is still very much real, isn't it? It's still there. It hasn't vanished, it hasn't gone, and I haven't escaped from it. But what I've done is I have had some come and help me to bear the weight. And who better to do that than the Lord Himself? To cast that burden, that care upon the Lord to find relief. Question comes to mind, does God give us more than we can bear? Does He? What's your answer to that question? Honestly, answer, does God give us more than we can bear? The answer to that question is yes, He does. He gives us way more than we can bear. He allows more than we could ever stand up under to fall upon us. That is, if we're trying to bear the weight ourselves. That is, if we are trying to carry the load ourselves, we will be crushed. We will be in a place where we are unusable in the work of the Lord, worth nothing to our families, worth nothing to our employers, worth nothing to society or to the Lord as we try to serve Him. But what has He given us? He's given us the ability to cast that weight upon Him, thereby being able to deal with the burdens of life. Now, when we think about burdens, we all can relate to what a burden is. But if I were to ask the 40 or so of you here this morning, what a burden is, almost every one of you would give me a different answer. You would give me a specific example, maybe, of a burden you felt in your life. You would give me a different definition of what you think a burden is. Some of you would respond with the obvious, it's a weight, something that encumbers. Burdens, as we think about them, can be emotional. They can be mental. They can be physical. They can be spiritual. And they come in many forms. They come in the form of responsibilities, of stresses, of storms, or what we might just call life. Burdens come from every angle and touch every part of our lives. And in our mind, when we think about a burden, it immediately presents to us a negative connotation. We immediately think that because I'm burdened, something's wrong. Because I have a weight, something's wrong. But in truth, a burden can come from something that is an asset or something that's a liability. A burden can come from something that is positive in our life or something that is negative in our life. It can come from any direction. To sum it up, or to think about what a burden is, we would say that it is anything positive or negative that makes demands upon our emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual resources. And think about that again. Anything in life that makes a demand upon our emotional, physical, mental, or spiritual resources. You can imagine that that touches every part of our life. If you're gainfully employed, you have a responsibility to be at the office or at the shop or on the job tomorrow morning, most likely, or sometime. That presents a strain or a draw upon your physical resources, maybe your mental ones too, perhaps your spiritual ones, depending on your work environment. And all of that creates some sort of burden, some sort of weight, because of a responsibility of life. Now, did you do something negative or sinful to bring that burden on? No, it's part of life. It's part of caring for your family. Perhaps you don't go to work, you stay home, take care of the kids, or you're retired. Whatever it may be, there are responsibilities that come along with those things. And those responsibilities are weights upon us. That doesn't mean they're bad things, but they are weights upon us. As we think about our faith, as we think about serving God, as we think about His demands upon us, do we not also find that they burden us? Again, don't go to the negative definition of that word right away. They are a weight. I mean, when you think about a preacher getting a message ready for Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, God burdens, God works, and the man studies and he prepares. And all of that is a weight. All of that is a burden. That if he does not cast upon the Lord and look to the Lord to help him to carry and to work through and all of that sort of a thing, he will eventually, if not right away, falter under. So even our service to the Lord comes with its burdens as far as its weights being put upon us. We've already mentioned family. It makes demands upon our time, upon our resources. All of these things. From the duties of life to the stresses that come from relationships to the responsibilities of work and to the unknown. All of these things cause burdens to be upon our life in different ways at different times. And when you begin to think about all of that, and kind of broaden your definition of what a burden is, and then go back to our text verse here in Psalm 55, cast thy burden upon the Lord. And he doesn't say specifically which ones. He's talking about all of it. He's talking about all of it. Your burden of being a father and raising your children after the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that's a weight and a very heavy one. What are you going to do with that weight? Sometimes we carry it around on our own and it begins to really wear us down and tear us down. And sometimes we set it down for a while and say, I don't want to mess with it anymore. Then we just pick it back up. That's not what we're to do. We need somebody to carry that weight for us. We need somebody to help us that we might be equal to that responsibility. Casting our burdens upon the Lord does not eliminate them. But casting our burden upon the Lord makes it so that we can be faithful in the execution or the dealing with those things that are burdens upon our lives. It may just be your situation or station in life. It may be choices you have made. It may be the confluence of events outside of your own control that has made your life in this moment not very pleasant. I mean, it could be anything. Whatever the burden is upon your life at this moment, cast it upon the Lord. Not to forget about it, not to be done with it forever, but so that you don't have to bear the weight in dealing with it, and you don't have to bear the weight as you faithfully discharge that duty, responsibility, or whatever it may be. Because ours is not to be an existence without toil, without responsibility, without duty. There are burdens to carry. There are crosses to bear. And we need to accept that. We need to accept that not only because it's a reality of life, but further, you need to accept the fact that those burdens are given to you by a sovereign God that makes no mistakes. God is the one. Truly in wisdom, from a place of omniscience, does the Lord place burdens, or, like in the example of Job, allow burdens to be placed upon us. And then, as we know God to be benevolent and all-sufficient in everything we need, He comes around and He says, "Now I have given it to you. Cast the weight of it on me as you deal with that situation, as you walk through that life. Let me carry the weight. Let me bear the burden. Let me help you that you may be able to then be free to work." It makes me think of Moses. It makes me think about Moses as Joshua led the army of Israel down to fight the Anakims. As long as Moses stood upon the mountain and he held up his rod, Israel prevailed. God saw to it. But over the course of time, that rod and his lifting up of his arms began to be a weight. It began to be burdensome. It was hard. And his arms would begin to fall under the weight. His arms began to shrink. And as they did, then the enemy of Israel would begin to overcome them. They'd begin to win the battle. Then Moses would thrust back up his arms in a valiant effort to do as he had been commanded. But that weight was still there. His arms were weary. Then we see Aaron and a man named Hur coming up beside Moses, taking up his arms after they'd placed a rock under him already to help him, bearing up the weight. Moses was able to cast that weight upon the Lord, and the Lord sent men to help. So Moses didn't have to bear the weight alone. Was the weight still there? Yes. Was the burden still real? Yes. And did Moses still have a job to do? Yes. But the weight of that no longer was crushing upon Moses. That's how we need to look at our burdens. So often, I don't know if it's a product of being American or living in the times we live in, whatever it is, we think that our existence should truly be without toil or burden. That we want to and should be able to escape all of that. And that we shouldn't have to deal with hardships and difficulties, but God has called us to it. And in His sovereign omniscience, He places burdens upon us. And if you look at that situation with Moses, could Moses handle that all by himself? Did God give him more than he could bear? He needed help, didn't he? He needed to cast that burden onto someone else. We're here in Psalms. Turn to chapter 37. 37. Verse number 5, casting our burdens upon the Lord requires trust, requires faith, requires us being able to say, "Okay, Lord, here it is. You take the weight of it. I'll see to getting it done. If you can just take the weight so that it doesn't crush me, it doesn't overtake me." It takes trust to do that. I mean, in the example I gave you before, if I handed this weight I'm carrying on my shoulder to these men and they drop it, it was fragile or anything else, you know, I mean, it would have been a bad situation. But as we hand that weight to God, it takes trust. Notice here, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We see in this, we are to trust. We are to understand in verse 6 that He shall bring forth. He shall bring forth. He shall enable. He shall strengthen. He shall give us what is needed. Understand that, again, takes trust. A lot of times we want to just control it, worry about it, keep it upon us. And in that way, we think sometimes even that we are, oh, I'm suffering for the Lord. I mean, sometimes we think that way. We have that martyr mentality when really what we're doing is showing a lack of trust, because otherwise we should be casting it to the Lord and trusting in Him that He will give us what we need. Go back to our text. Psalm 55 again in verse 22. We notice that there is a conjunction here that joins two statements. First of all, He says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Then notice the next statement. He says, He shall sustain thee. Again, we notice here that He does not say, and He shall remove it from thee, never to have to be worried or dealt with again, no? Some burdens you deal with your whole life. Sometimes people get married, Lord saves one, the other one's unsaved for a long period of time. You know what? That's a burden that has to be dealt with for a long period of time. Children. Well, we'd like to see them saved, you know, as soon as they're able to understand, but yet we don't see that all the time. We have to carry that weight. Or it has to be carried. It's upon us. It's something that is there. But you know what? We don't have to carry it alone. Trust in the Lord. Cast that burden upon Him. And it changes maybe not your immediate circumstance and situation in that moment, but it changes your ability to be able to focus upon that which is right, upon that which is important. Gives you the ability to have strength to do what God has called you to do. Again here, He shall sustain thee. We will be strengthened. We will have stamina. We will be sustained. We will be supplied with everything that we need. We'll just cast that burden to the Lord, whatever, again, that it may be. Often it is thought that we are just looking for a way out. Don't look for that this morning. I want to encourage you, no matter what the burden is, don't be looking for an escape. Don't be looking for a way out. But try to figure out how God would have you to deal with that in your life. By casting it upon Him is the first step. Things become so much clearer. Things become so much easier to deal with. When the Lord's carrying the weight, we see more clearly. We have strength, and we are able to make decisions based upon what is important, rather than just trying to shift that weight around to make it feel a little better for the moment. We're able to have so much more resources. Again, we use the physical description, but it could be emotional, mental, spiritual. We're looking to be sustained through it, to be delivered through it, so that we may please, honor, and glorify the Lord. Having that weight taken off, there's nothing like it. We've all been there at times. So the question I have for you this morning is, then why do we allow ourselves to suffer under the weight? I don't believe in the prosperity gospel movement and all that goes with it. I don't believe in the pie in the sky. You know, if you do this and say that and pray this, then you're going to never have trouble in your life. All of that. I don't believe that. But what I do believe is that God honors His word. And if you'll cast the burden that is upon you, the weight on the Lord, He will carry it. And He will sustain you through it. And you will be able to successfully deal with whatever it is that is going on in your life forever, however long you have to deal with it. Think about it like this. Think about it as a ship casting her burden upon her anchor. When you think about the operation of a ship, the burden, the weight, the responsibility, the duty of the safe passage of that ship, the maneuvering is upon the captain and upon the helmsman. And as long as they are navigating from one place to another, all of that weight of responsibility, the ship's safe arrival, the ship staying afloat and not running into ground, it is on the navigator, the helmsman, it's on the crew, the captain, to make sure that it's doing its job, making sure that safe passage comes. And there's a weight there, there's a responsibility. So all of the ship is riding, if you will, upon the shoulders of the crewman and upon the captain. But the minute that ship throws anchor, and that big massive anchor sinks down to the bottom of the ocean, or a lot of times they have a bunch of anchors, sinks down to the bottom of the ocean, you know what? The weight of that ship is no longer upon the captain, is it? They are relying upon completely that anchor to keep them from moving, to keep them from hitting something, to keep them from floating away. All of the burden, all of the responsibility, all of the weight of the ship now is on the anchor. Again, has the weight, has the burden changed? No, it's still there, isn't it? But now it's off of one and it is on to something else. It's on to the anchor. I want you to think about casting our burden upon the Lord in this way. The best way to ease ourselves of the weight is to cast it upon Him as our anchor. I mean, think about it that way. The Lord being our anchor, if we bear the weight, we try to steer our lives the way that it should go. I mean, that's a burden, isn't it? Trying to make the right decisions, being in the will of the Lord, making the right choices, doing the right things, pleasing God. And we can try to go it alone and steer ourselves as a captain would steer the ship, or we can cast anchor and throw that burden upon the Lord. We can say, all right, Lord, that burden, that responsibility, it's yours. No longer is it all upon me. No longer am I bearing that weight, but now my anchor is in Him. It's in Him. And so now, my decisions, now my life is a whole lot easier to be lived for the Lord. Because no longer am I trying to go it alone or chart my own course. You think about an anchor. We notice here also in verse 22, we know the point of an anchor is so that the ship be not moved, though the weight of the burden is still present. And in our text here, it says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Does it mean we're going to stand still the rest of our life? Certainly not. But it means moved off course. It means to fail from finishing our lives in service. It means that we will not be overcome if we cast our anchor, put our burdens upon Him. Just like the point of the anchor is to cast it down so that the ship be not moved, except where the anchor will allow it to go. That's where we need to be today. That's where the burden needs to be placed. And then it gives us a sound, secure foundation to deal with all of the choices, all of the decisions, all of the stresses that come in life, all of those things. And no matter how they come, will not be greatly moved, will not be blown off course, will not be overcome. Sometimes when you watch people in life, it's as if they're bouncing from one side to the other, untethered, without anything to sustain them, to guide them. They're dealing with one, seeming catastrophe or stress, and they're running to the next one, putting out this fire and going this way. A lot of times it's because their burden is not cast upon the Lord. They don't have an anchor to keep them where they need to be. They're thrown off course. God cannot fail. But a lot of times we choose to bear the weight all on our own. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 6. We choose to bear the weight all on our own. I'm here to tell you today that not only is that wrong, but it's completely unnecessary. Why Do we want to bear more weight than we need to? A lot of times, I guess, it's because we don't have the relationship with the Lord that we ought. Our habit is not to go to Him in prayer. Our habit is not to say, Lord, this is my problem. This is what's going on. This is what's happening in my life. Help me. Bear the weight of this for me. Help me through it. Sustain me. Strengthen me. We don't have that. We don't have that relationship as we should. Here in Hebrews chapter 6, notice here, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hope. Hope is such an anchor because we know that this life is only temporary. When you deal with the burdens of life, hope anchors you to the reality that this life is but a vapor and it will be gone. That which is eternal is forever. And that is what we need to be looking to. That helps us to having that hope, understanding what the future holds, helps us to deal with the present situations of life. How much of our present situation in life will not matter any at all in the grand scheme of things in eternity. None at all. How many things do we bring upon ourselves? And what I love about the Lord is that even when we bring unneeded burdens upon ourselves, He allows us to do that, of course, but when we bring it upon ourselves, He still says, here, let me have the weight. Let me help you fix this. Let me help you, let me carry you through this. As we deal with the situation at hand. Oh, that we would get that. We miss out so much. We have not because we ask not. We need to be asking of the Lord, casting our cares upon Him. But the anchor doesn't stop there in verse 20. It says, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Christ, of course, is our ultimate hope and certainly our rock. As our anchor. Anchor yourself to Him. He'll provide you what is needed. Both in calm and in storm. Both in sun and in rain. No matter your station of life or place. Anchor yourself in Him. There's a verse in Ephesians that talks about not being blown to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Cast to and fro. It talks about not being blown around. And so we need to cast our anchor in Jesus Christ. The burdens in life are inevitable. They're a necessary part. And in fact, if we had more time to study this morning, you can see that God, over many examples, laid burdens upon people. It's what it says when Isaiah or Jeremiah had a message. God burdened them. He placed an enormous weight upon them. But He didn't expect them to bear it Himself. He says, give it back to me. Let me work. And carry that with you or for you in this time. And in closing, we're here in Hebrews, go over to chapter 12. Burden we haven't spoken about this morning, and we'll just do so quickly in conclusion, is the burden of sin. Sin is a burden. Let's be honest. It is one of the things that does weigh us down. But even with that, the truth of Psalm 55 and verse 22 is true. Cast your burden upon the Lord, because He says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 that He is faithful and just to forgive. We'll come and ask. Notice here Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We know this life that we lead for the Lord is likened to a race. A marathon, really, instead of a sprint. I can't even imagine beginning to even think about running a marathon. But I do know that if I was ever that crazy to try, I wouldn't do it with any kind of weight on me. I got enough of that already. I wouldn't throw a sack over my shoulder. I wouldn't put weights on my ankles. I mean, that just wouldn't make sense. But that's what we do in our lives with sin. We collect weight. That weight burdens us down. But as we said, even that weight, he says, to give unto him, to cast it off, confess it, find forgiveness, so we can run the race that is set before us and not be beset by sin. And then one last verse, Psalm 38, verse 4. Talks about this sin and the burden that comes with it as well. And we need to see sin as a burden. Sin and anything Satan offers will deliver pleasure for a moment, but the price that is required to be paid is far greater than anything that it gives us or doesn't make it worth it. So we find that it just adds weight, just adds and piles upon us. Psalm 38, verse number 4. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Go back to that question. Does God give us anything more than we can bear? Either actively or permissively. Does God give us anything more than we can bear? David says, yes, it was too much for me. But David had the Lord and he cast his burden, even of sin. After he fell with Bathsheba, what did he do? He got right with God. He cast that burden of sin upon the Lord. If you're here today without Christ, it's a grievous burden that you're bearing because the entire weight of your sin is upon you. That sin will continue upon you as a weight and it will sink you to the depths of hell. There is no recourse for you naturally. Nothing you can do, say, or commit to that will change that. The only thing that will change that is Christ. He bore the burden of sin on Calvary. He took the payment, the penalty of sin upon himself, sweat great drops of blood even before Calvary was beaten. He went to Calvary's cross, was crucified, he was slain, put in a tomb, and then arose, and we find he did all of that to bear the weight and burden of our sin. And I pray this morning that you understand Christ did that for you. Do you have faith? Do you believe in Christ for your salvation today? Well, I appoint you to him. Stand, we'll have a verse of invitation.